Hey there, fabulous teacher. Have you been wondering how to make writing time in your classroom more effective for your students? Do you want your students to love writing time? If so, I think it's time for you and I to start transforming your writing instruction. I'm Melissa Morrison, and I have a passion for helping teachers to feel confident in teaching writing and help them grow successful writers. I've worked with numerous teachers to guide them through this transformation, and in this podcast, I bring you the practical strategies you need to make writing the best time of your day. Let's get going. Hey there, fabulous teacher, and welcome. I hope you're having a wonderful day, morning, afternoon, weekend, whatever it might be as you're listening. I am excited about this episode, but I'm wondering how many of you are not. I'm actually wondering how many of you or how many out there didn't even push play because they don't like the title and they don't want to hear it. And I would completely understand that. So thank you so much for clicking play, because when I first started teaching, especially when I got into teaching writing in a workshop model, and I heard people say, you need to write with your students, you need to share your writing, you should be a writer, I didn't want to hear it. I was like, no, I don't need to do it. I don't want to do it. I don't have time to do it. That is the honest truth. That's how it was. I was busy. I didn't want to think about it. So I get it. I get it if that's what you're thinking. And if you're like, I really don't want to know what she has to say because I think she's going to tell me and she might even convince me that I should be writing, but I don't want to. So I understand. But yes, I am here to try to convince you that you should be writing as a writing teacher. And I really do feel all of these things that I'm about to share, I believe them wholeheartedly. And I wish, and I did eventually do some writing. I really, truly did. And I enjoyed it. I just didn't do it as much as I should have. And teachers that I've been working with, some of them are doing it and some of them are not. There was one teacher, I absolutely loved it. I walked in one day after not working with her for very long, writing time, you know, this kind of writing had just been going on for maybe, 2 months, 3 months. And she went to do her mini lesson one day that I was observing, and she pulled out her own little writing folder, and this is in first grade, her own writing folder that she had, put her name on and everything, and she had her pieces of writing in there on the same paper that the students were working on, and it just was amazing. It just warmed my heart, and she shared it with her students so authentically, and it was just amazing. So let me just go down the list first. I'm going to name the 5, although two of them are very similar, but 5 reasons why you should write too, and then I'll explain them. Okay, so 1, you will actually enjoy it. 2, your eyes will be open to what actually happens when your students write. 3, you will see all aspects of writing because you are writing. All the behaviors, all the skills, everything are going to come to light. 4, you will build a relationship with your students when you are writing and sharing the writing with them. And finally, your modeling will inspire students and it will make writing relevant to them. Okay, so more about the first reason. I really do, though, think you will like it, because writing, it's just so much for people. It gets out feelings that you didn't even know were there. It helps you truly remember things that have happened to you. It helps you really think about what is important to you. When you are writing for yourself, which we should do, it's just so beneficial. And I think that's something that's important for students, even young writers, to know that they can get feelings out by writing. And even when we start in kindergarten and pre-K and they're drawing pictures, you know, we can do that. And also it helps us process our learning. So if I'm, you know, in a class or I'm trying to figure something out, you know, for my business or whatever it might be, if I write about it, I write the steps down, it's going to help. My son is in sixth grade and he's really kind of like struggling or battling with this one class at social studies and how to study for it. And we have found that for him, writing some things out, and this is probably true for almost everyone, but writing things out is going to help him remember it. There is that connection, brain and mind and hand. That doesn't sound right, but the connection between the two, it's so helpful. So whether you are writing what the students are writing, you know, the same kind of genre or the same mood that you're having them work on, and you're writing it somewhat like they would. And that's going to feel different if you're in kindergarten, first grade, second grade. If you're in the upper grades, you're going to feel like you can write a little bit more like yourself. But whether you're doing that or just spending time writing at home and writing not maybe the same thing that they are writing, it's still going to benefit you in ways, and I will talk about that. But I really do think that you will enjoy it. Okay. And I just want to put out there that this does not have to happen all the time. Yes, the more you do it, the better. And I will explain why in some of the other reasons. It doesn't have to happen all the time. You can just every so often, you know, once a week or twice a unit, do some sort of writing. And I'm telling you, the more you do it, the when you try it, you're going to want to do it more and more. But I really do think that you will enjoy it. Now, will we enjoy it every single time? No. There are going to be times, especially if you're, you know, battling with a feeling or struggling with a worry or something's upsetting you or it's something about yourself and you're writing it down, you're not going to love it. You're going to, you know, I remember not wanting to have a diary at sometimes when I was little because I didn't want to hear it. I didn't want to read what I was thinking or what have you. And this is going to jump into one of my other reasons, but it will open your eyes to what your students are dealing with, which is number two. You will truly see what happens when your writers are writing. I have found that we tend to tell our students to do certain things or write in a certain way, or writing time should be this, should be that, it should look like this. And we, you know, just like keep your head down and keep going. And that's just not real. That's not what we do. We also expect they're always going to come up with an idea. Their idea is always going to be great, or they're always going to have, you know, this many reasons in their opinion piece or all these different things. And it's just not the way it works. And so when you take time to write on your own, even if it's like 5 minutes when your students just get started, which by the way is a great thing to do because they will not stop and ask questions, and they will just they see you writing in those first 5 minutes or so and say, okay, this is what I need to do. Like you're showing them what to do. You're modeling it for them. So anyway, even if it's just for 5 minutes or so, you are going to find things happening and think, oh gosh, I really make them do this. And that's really, I didn't just do that, right? Or if you do sit down and try to write for a little bit longer, whether it's in school when there are or on your own, you're going to notice the things that pop in your head when you're trying to write and you're not focused, or you have to stand up because you're uncomfortable, or you realize that what you've started to write is not going to work and you really need to start over. And maybe you don't allow your students to do that, or don't even realize sometimes what's happening for them. And so you just, you know, push them on to keep going. You're finding a way to sit that's more comfortable for you when, you know, you find that you're usually just having your students write in, you know, sit in handwriting position. So many things will come up that you'll realize, oh, I should allow my students to do this, or, oh, sometimes they need a break, or, I just didn't do any planning, or I plan this way when I keep asking them to only plan this way. There are so many things that are going to come up. It's just the one of the biggest reasons why you should do this. So again, that doesn't take you writing every day for it to happen. It only takes for you to do this every so often. Try writing in a different genre, writing for a different purpose, and see what happens so that you can know what's going to happen for your students. Then number three, you will see all aspects or behaviors of writing. So I've already kind of touched on that. That's why two and three are the ones that are very similar, I feel. But when you realize that, when you do some writing and you think, gosh, I just don't have any ideas for this, or man, I am not into this right now, or I'm really not into this at all, or I don't see the connection for this, or this isn't meaningful for me, or when you have written a few times and then you notice, this is something I always do and it's kind of preventing me from elaborating more, or it's preventing me from organizing my thoughts in the right way. When you notice all of these things, you start to see that there's more to writing than just following a planner and putting words on the page. There's actually so many other things. And I've spoken before about Jennifer Saravalo's hierarchy of writing goals, which comes from her The Writing Strategies book. And the first one is composing with pictures, and then it goes to engagement. So engagement to me, engagement means that they want to write, that you want to write. But it's confidence for me. It's risk taking. It's meaning. It's connection. All of that. And if students are not there, if they're not being successful with engagement for whatever reason, that's the thing that needs to be worked on. So whether they need to find meaning in writing, or whether they just need more things that are choice for them, so it's connected to them, it's meaningful for them, or if they need to understand how to engage. So like if your mind is going elsewhere, how can you kind of get engaged in your work? So when you experience that, you realize, maybe this is what's really going on with this writer. So it's not that I need to work with them on their word choice. I need to work with them on engagement. So that's what I mean by seeing all aspects and behaviors. When you're doing it and you notice things that are going well or going wrong, then you think, maybe I need to address this with my writers or with some of my writers. So yes, your eyes are being open to what actually happens when you're right. But then in combination with that, it's really showing you all the different things that can happen. What are the different aspects of writing? So engagement, behaviors, but even moving through the process and how that can work. So number four is about building a relationship with your students. And this is not necessarily just writing based, although it is going to help, of course, with writing. But, you know, we know that we learn better from someone who cares. We learn better from someone that we respect. And in order to feel like someone cares, or in order to get to know someone and build that relationship, you have to get to know things about them, right? They have to be willing to share. And so, no, you're not going to share every single thing that you are going to write. Some things might be very personal, of course. But when you share even just a little story, or you share something you know a lot about, because therefore you're probably interested in it, you're building a relationship with your student, and that just is enormous in your learning environment with them, and not just in writing, but in all areas. So being willing to share even your work is showing your vulnerability, like, you know, especially showing it when it's not so great, even showing messy handwriting. The other day I was in a classroom, it was a third grade classroom, and I just kind of noticed that although all the students were complying, you know, they were all doing some writing, they were all very like just hesitant. And even though they were writing a draft in their notebook, everyone was writing so neatly and like just one thing at a time. And the teacher had talked to them a lot about, okay, you're going to open with an opening. And I just thought, man, we need to shake this up, right? Students need to know that like it's messy and that it's not going to be right the first time, you know. And I told the teacher, you can't expect that they're all going to start with a great opening. That's not how true writing works. I almost never start with a great opening. I always have to go back and figure out how to begin. And so I said, all right, guys, this is what I want you to do. I'm going to write with you. And I want to show you, first of all, that when I write, it is so messy, because mostly because I think so fast and then I write fast and then it's messy and I misspell words. I leave letters out, even though I know how to spell them. It's just a mess. And I'm not going to start the way I really want to, although sometimes maybe it'll work and all these things. And I want to show you that. So I said, we're going to write for 5 minutes. We're putting up a timer. I want you to get, you know, they were already kind of knowing what they were writing about. I said, I want you to like start over. And I just want you to write. Don't worry about your handwriting. Don't worry about the sentences. Just write. And then I showed them my notebook. And it's awful. Like, no one else could read most of my notebook. It's really sad. And I'm not even writing in cursive, or it just, yeah, it's not, it's rough. But it was so helpful. Oh my gosh, it was so helpful. So not only was I showing them, look, this is okay, or look, I misspelled a lot of words, you know, so modeling those kinds of things, but also just being willing to show them that helps them to maybe be more willing to show it as well. So it's just so helpful when you write and then share that writing to really build a relationship. And finally, if you're not convinced already, we have one more: that your writing, the modeling of your own writing, will not only inspire students, which is so important, but also make writing relevant. And I'm going to go backwards, because making it relevant has become so clear to me in my work with other teachers and in new, you know, reading and listening of podcasts and things that I've done recently. And it was not such a big idea in my mind when I was teaching writing. I did know I wanted it to be relevant in the fact that it was meaningful for them. So they had, you know, they chose their own topic. So it was something they wanted to write about. Yes. But I also think it's so important for them to know why we do this, why we write, and how it is useful for us. And that's going to look different in different grade levels, as everything does. But I do think it starts in the very beginning, and then you have to continue on in the upper grades, especially knowing that when you're in fourth grade, fifth grade, seventh grade, and these writers have only been ever assigned writing before, they don't know why it's meaningful. They don't believe that it's meaningful. And so not only do we want to start that with kindergarten, but we want to make sure they understand that later if they haven't been taught that before. Because, you know, they go through school thinking, I'm just doing this for someone else. I'm doing it to get it done. But why are we really doing it? And so it's going to be necessary in life to be able to write things, to write to emails to people, whether it's for work or for your children or for yourself, to apply to a job. If you want to have a career that has writing heavily involved, if you're a teacher, if you're a police officer, you have to write reports. But then also for yourself, like, why do I just want to write? And it could be to write songs. It could be to write poems. It could be to write a book. It could be to write informational pieces to help people build a business. Like, there are so many reasons why we would write on our own. And that, I think, is severely missing in school and for students. And that understanding makes them want to do it. I mean, it's true for everything. You always say they need a purpose, they need a connection to real life in order to learn. And it's true. But I really think that's often missing. Not only because writing doesn't even look authentic. So if you're giving first graders, second graders this, like, just lined paper all the time, and you're never making a book for them, then that's not real. That's not what they see. They read books. They read graphic novels. They read storybooks. They read picture books. They read chapter books. And so you want them to make things that look like that. So I think the relevancy comes with how they produce their pieces, but also with understanding why. And it starts from the beginning. In kindergarten, it could be as easy as, you know, I needed to remember something, so I made a list. Or I was really upset about something and I didn't know, you know, I didn't want to talk about it, but I wrote it down. There are so many ways that you can share that with them. And then back to the inspiring part, you know, when I was reading Donald Greaves' book, I talked about in my last episode, it's called Writing Students and Teachers at Work, I believe. It was written in 1983, and it just blows my mind every page I read how relevant it is today, except for when he talked about the microcomputer becoming more relevant and us using them more in the 80s and 90s. It was interesting to hear the word microcomputer. But for the most part, everything was so relevant today and still needed to be heard today. And one of them was about how they do not learn how to generate ideas in a vacuum. They do not learn how to revise in a vacuum. They have to see it happen. They have to collaborate with their peers and with you. And so when you model your writing, you will inspire them in so many ways. You'll inspire them by the way you write and the craft moves you use, but also the topic ideas and the voice that they hear you writing with. So many things are going to be shown. And not just because you're modeling a piece for them in your lesson, you know, or doing a piece of writing with them. That's, yes, I mean, kind of. But for them to see that you actually on your own took time to write for a reason, that is going to help inspire your students. All right, so I would love to know how I did convincing you. Are you convinced? Are you ready to try it? Are you going to do a little writing in your class? If so, let me know. Reach out on Instagram. Send me an email. I would love to hear it. And if there's anything else that you would like to hear discussed on the podcast, let me know. I especially if you've been listening here a while, I want to know that I'm giving you information that is helpful for you. So please reach out, and I hope you have a fabulous day. Hey again, I am so happy to have had you listen in again today. I would like to ask a little favor. If you're enjoying the podcast, could you take a moment to go wherever it is that you listen and write a review and tell others what you find so great about these episodes? I would love to be able to share it with more teachers to help them in their writing instruction, just as hopefully I've been helping you. Thank you so much.